he said, she said, also known as technically speaking and simply put.
Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey.
So what's cooking?
Absolutely nothing. The pots are empty and the stove is cold. But I've always got a dozen ways to make an egg.
Eggs are one of my favorite foods.
Me too. I can't live without eggs. And I think it's something that everybody always has in their fridge. You can always scramble up an egg. There's always an egg. You can do a multitude of things with an egg, right?
Well, they're cheap to buy. The biological value, the protein value, is exceptional. The perfect bodybuilding, Miss Fitness figure, training, athletic food.
And you can eat the whole egg, the yolk has a lot of nutrients in it. Or you can just eat the egg whites if you're on a low-fat sort of kind of diet. But I always like to, if I don't feel like cooking too much, and, you know, I cook a lot, so I just, there's always a dozen eggs in the fridge, so I just get some eggs and in olive oil or in ghee, and I just lightly scramble them so they're still wet, not so that they're dry. Add a little Celtic salt and some fresh ground pepper, and you've got a nice little snack with some fresh fruit or some nice sliced tomatoes, right? We always have that.
Yeah, so any time of the day.
Any time of the day.
And you're hungry, you're looking in the fridge, because I know that you pre-boil, you soft-boil the eggs and you stick them in the fridge, and so you can just grab onto them.
Well, not soft-boil, I hard-boil. Like, I'll take a whole dozen eggs and I'll hard-boil them.
Okay.
Right? Well, what I do is I put the eggs in water, and then I bring them to a boil, and then I turn the heat off, and then I let them sit there. And then there's always, as a snack, there's always a hard-boiled egg in the fridge, along with many other little things. So if you ever get hungry, just add a little salt and pepper.
Well, you've got a couple of eggs right now.
Right here, I know. It's really funny. I didn't even think about that when I'm looking at it right now. I'm thinking this is my little snack for after. But another way is to lightly scramble them with leftover meat, fish, or chicken that you've got from the night before with some onions, sautéed onions, and some goat's feta cheese. That's always nice, isn't it?
I love feta
cheese. That's really nice. And then you can add your fresh herbs if you want, your chives, or you can add some cilantro or whatever you like with that. And another thing that I do that's kind of interesting is when I make an omelet and I mix everything up into it, I add club soda to it, which lightens it up and makes it a little bit more fluffy. And then I either put it in the oven and make a bake, or I make the actual omelet in the deep fry pan. So those are little tips of things that I do with an egg.
Those are nice.
Millions of things that you can do with eggs. I mean, it's a very versatile food.
Well, before whey protein, I used to add them raw into my protein shakes. For years, I used to do that.
I know, and everybody's like, oh, raw eggs, you're going to get some
salmonella
weird
poisoning.
Bacteria thing.
Never, ever saw anybody ever have that problem, although I read about it, but never experienced it myself. I was doing like up to a dozen eggs raw a day, and still we'll do that. Now, there is a concern today more so than in, say, the yesteryear, because the health of the chickens has diminished.
Right.
What they're feeding the animals, how they're raised, that kind of thing.
But we always buy like the free range, free run eggs from non-medicated chickens, and it's what the chicken is fed as well that has a lot to do with the quality of the egg, correct?
Yeah, and also look on the carton, the egg carton. It tells you today, at least with some of the brands, like we buy the Born 3 egg,
right,
and they are specific to tell you that they're feeding the chickens flax seeds that are ground up, or vitamin E, for example.
Right.
They're fortifying the diet. So that's good.
And the yolk is much yellower than the... Mind you, you might pay a dollar more or something. Sometimes it's $4.59 where I shop. Just under $5 for a dozen eggs, right? Or just under $4. But the other eggs are like $2.59 or something like that. So you will pay a little bit more, but you are looking for quality.
Yeah, always buy a higher quality food because it goes into your cells. That's what you're made out of. The long-term benefit is that you get a stronger, healthier body, for sure.
Well, if you say so.
So let's get into our last month's special guest.
Yes, Upper 49th Imports, Maurice Brisbois, CEO. That was a lot of fun. We've known him for years. He's a great guy and still is a hardcore bodybuilder. He talked about scientific engineered foods, that they're more sophisticated today than they've ever been before.
True. Very true.
Right? You guys were giggling and laughing about how you used to take the old liver tablets and the egg protein. I remember selling those in the gym, the old liver tablets in those big plastic containers, and they weighed a ton. So the liver, what was that all about? the liver taps?
Well, liver was a source of protein, but there were cytochrome factors and micronutrients in liver that in some studies on rats, the rats that were taking the liver were able to swim like 2 and 3 times longer in a tank of water. And it was an interesting study because if the rat doesn't swim, it dies. So they're highly motivated to do the dog paddle. And the ones that were taking the liver were able to outswim the groups that were not taking the liver, like significantly.
Wow.
And of course, liver is always perceived by a lot of athletes, and it is a source of B12.
I love liver.
You love to eat liver.
When I was pregnant, that's what I crave, liver and onions. It's the weirdest thing, you know, not pickles and ice cream. Yeah, the egg protein, we used to sell it by the loads, right? But it was kind of a stinky, kind of messy kind of thing for some people. Sports nutrition, he was talking about how it's a really fast-growing market, one of the leading in the industry today, right?
It's a primary category. To me, it's the number one category.
Mm-hmm. And Maurice also got into, it was interesting, sports nutrition as a result of being a competitive bodybuilder. And now he has one of the most successful sports nutrition companies in Canada, Upper 49th Imports.
They're moving a lot of product across the country. They're working with a lot of really, really good brands.
And also, most of his staff is on your course, the CSNA course. So he's really into educating his staff and sales reps.
Smart man.
Isn't that terrific?
Well, imagine if you owned a company and had a sales force out there, wouldn't you want them all to be experts in the very thing that they're out there selling?
Absolutely.
Hello. Yeah. Makes pretty good sense to me.
Mm-hmm. So good going. It's a really great interview.
So what about next month's special guest? Who do you have lined up?
Who do I have on deck? I have Michael Horowitz. He is a chiropractor. He works with Highcroft Chiropractic. He's a good friend of ours. And how you met him was he read all of your articles that you've ever written in all your national magazines. And then you met him one day and he worked with you. And he says, I know you. You're the Corey Hawley. I followed your work for years. Isn't that funny?
I know. It's a small world. But he actually was employed as a consultant by Sisu. And this is a supplier in Canada that I have worked as a consultant as well. We were at a party, I think a Christmas party. And he saw me and he introduced himself and one thing led to another. Now he is an advisor for the CSNA program.
Right.
He reviewed one of the chapters and he's just a great guy. He's into training. He's into health and fitness.
We do the gross grind one time, remember?
Exactly.
We did that. It was kind of funny. And he also helped me with this is the fact I like to do the gross grind, which is a mountain run. I don't run up there. It's a mountain run, but I kind of walk up there a fast pace.
It's like a mountain hike.
Right, there we go. Okay.
But you're pushing it.
But I was just using my right leg all the time to push off from, and he taught me to use both sides of my body. My left leg's a little bit weaker, so I don't have as much pain, you know, like after I do the gross grind, my back isn't as sore because I'm using both sides equally. I'd use the left and then the right and then the left instead of the right one, the right one.
Well, that's what chiropractors do. They kind of look at you, you know, objectively and they sort of say, well, you're doing too much of one thing on one side or not enough. And they bring balance into the body.
Right. And I've seen him as a chiropractor and he's very professional. So
he knows his stuff.
He sure does. And I look forward to his interview.
He is a graduate of the Ontario College of Chiropractic Medicine and then moved out here to BC, I guess because of the environment and the weather and whatever.
And the gross grind.
Yeah. But anyway, it's good to have him. I'm looking forward to that interview.
Great.
Okay, so what is our hot topic?
Well, I just thought it's kind of interesting is dining out. I'm meeting a lot of people who, for whatever reason, are eating in restaurants a lot. They have to. They might be working on the road or they're just busy or they're single or whatever their reason is, but they need to dine out. And they always say, I'm eating out all the time, Tracy. How can I choose healthy foods? Well, I believe that you can still eat a relatively healthy diet when you're eating in a restaurant. Right?
Yeah, it just depends on what you buy.
Yeah, exactly. And how to choose foods in a restaurant, a deli, or when you're going to someone's house for dinner and you really don't want to eat something. I mean, you might not even agree with you. It's not that you don't like it. It's like me with sausage. I love sausage, but it doesn't love me. So I make the choice of choose not to eat it. So anyway, you can order food on an airplane. You can order a special meal. And when you go into a restaurant, let's take a look at some soups. let's say you're really dying for a bowl of soup and it's cold the day. Ask the waitress.
What the soup of the day is.
Ask the server. Right.
Don't assume that the server is a waitress or a female.
I have to be politically correct.
Okay, so we're going to ask the server.
We're going to ask the server if it's a cream base.
Right, stay away from those.
Right, and if it's got like white pasta or whatever in it. So just find out. It's okay. That's their job to know what's in the product. So don't be afraid to ask. And a lot of the sauces, like a hollandaise sauce or any sauce that you get, are loaded with fat. And depending on where you eat, a lot of them are just out of a can or a box. They're not homemade.
Highly processed,
really,
refined junk stuff.
All kinds of garbage and salt in
there. Tastes good,
right?
But hurts the body.
Right. And a lot of them use, like, for toast and buttering muffins or whatever, they use margarine.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
And it's left out on the counter all day long. Okay, so you got to be careful about that. And if you're ordering any kind of pancake or anything, the syrups, make sure you use real fresh maple syrup if you possibly can. A lot of those syrups are just pure sugar. So this is something like you don't even realize that the condiments have a lot of garbage and sugar and salt in them. So this is something you need to be really aware of.
Well, restaurant businesses are into making money.
Right.
It's a profit generating enterprise. Health is secondary to profit. So they buy a lot of stuff in bulk, and the stuff that they buy in bulk is sterilized and processed so that it won't go rancid.
Right.
So when you're taking this stuff in, you like when you're talking about soups, that's a good one because I always look at the soup menu
and always ask
the service, what is the soup of the day? And if it's a cream, I just immediately delete it out of my mind.
Right.
It's got to be like a bouillon, like a water base. And maybe something like a beef barley or a vegetable, but watch those noodles.
Right.
And then always look at a salad, the salad menu, right? Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of things you can do. Hold the dressing, use lemon, oil and vinegar, that kind of thing.
We order a Caesar salad. Sometimes they add way too much sauce.
Huge amounts.
And you get a little lettuce with your sauce. So I would say easy on the dressing, no croutons, and sometimes they just coat on that Parmesan cheese. I mean, it's delicious, but it's a little over the top. So I say easy on the cheese too. Sometimes hold the cheese. Depends on what I'm going
for.
Well,
Parmesan should be from a block,
freshly
and
grated.
Never consume Parmesan cheese out of a can or any kind of cheese that's been pre-grated.
Right.
The stuff is rancid and just not worthwhile eating.
And if you're going for an omelet, go without the cheese and ask for an egg white omelet. You can always do that because if you're on the road all the time, you're probably not being really very active. You're probably sitting a lot and you're in meetings and things like that. So you really need to cut the fat out, but you need to eat all day long and drink your water.
You
got to
watch those carbs too.
Yeah, exactly. You got to watch the
carbs.
No,
the bagels, the muffins, the breads especially. Those restaurants will just lay the breads on you.
It's so easy to eat though. It's really quick and fast and easy, isn't it?
Yes.
Stir fries are really nice to have as well. Now, you don't have to have the rice with it. Okay, if you need a carb for the day, have the rice with it. But usually the rice is white rice. And then they have noodles as well. So if you can go just with stir fries and big chunks of chicken or a steak and make sure the steak is leaner cut of steak. Prime rib, delicious, but super high fat.
And make sure that they don't overcook it because you'll ruin the protein.
Right. And again, if you're having an omelet, like I said, without cheese, egg whites only, don't have the toast. Don't have the hash browns. Ask for a side salad or some steamed vegetables or some sliced tomatoes or even have a nice side of a fruit cup because you find when you're eating really high-fat foods, you don't want to eat every 2 hours. You want to eat every 4 or 5 hours, and it's really slow burning, and it makes you tired after.
Yeah.
Mind you, I didn't say it didn't taste good now, right?
Well, we're not supposed to use taste exclusively as a directive for selecting our food. We're supposed to use our brains and the logic of nutrition.
Well, like Sherry Torco says, be mindful of what you put in your mouth. And I use that a lot with my personal training clients.
That's a good saying.
I love that one. And it really makes people think, yeah, you're right. I should be mindful about what I put in my mouth, right? Because it's not all about what you look like. Okay, I know you're looking at me and thinking, yes, it is all about what you look like. But it's what's going on inside your body. Right?
Absolutely. And we're more than just children, hopefully, by the time we're 25, 35, and 45. But a lot of people out there are still thinking like a child. They're waiting with expectation for the next meal, like a kid waiting to get a chocolate bar. They're not thinking in terms of the science of nutrition, which only is a function of staying well. Because let's face it, if you know anyone out there who's not well, it is not an enjoyable state. People that are sick, that are suffering physically, mentally, emotionally, almost all of it is connected to a large degree to what they're eating and what's eating them.
Exactly. Because I know when I was doing mine, I was younger and I was competing professionally and I was taking every vitamin you could imagine. And I was exercising like a mad dog, but I still wasn't well inside. And I just had to get the water in and the live food. So supplements are supplements, right? But food has a lot to do with you are what you eat, right?
And what you do not excrete, what you assimilate, metabolize, absorb. I mean, it's a dynamic process. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, the education system out there does not help us understand that process.
Right.
So I see a lot of adults who have degrees from university who still do not know how to take care of their own bodies.
Right.
They do not know how to feed their body. And again, based on science, not on taste. They don't know how to train. You put them in a gym, they have no idea how to use the equipment.
Right.
So there's a gaping hole in the education system when it comes to management of healthcare, which in Canada uses up all of our money in terms of healthcare costs,
mm-hmm.
right? We got so many sick people. Now, in the United States, their number one expenditure is defense and military, but second is healthcare. In Canada, we don't have much of a defense system, so it's almost everything is being spent on healthcare management. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it is just treating sick people that are sick because they're not training and because they're eating incorrectly.
Right. And I tell all my clients, I say, you know, don't come to the gym to lose weight. That's their main focus. I'm coming to the gym to lose weight. I says, don't even think about losing weight. You come to the gym to build muscle. You come to the gym to work on your cardiovascular system. You come to the gym to stretch.
To get more flexibility.
Right, exactly.
To improve your total physical
yes.
fitness.
And
but
then,
not to lose
no.
or manage your weight.
No, but you will burn fat once you start getting more muscle on your body, but it's what you put in your mouth.
That huge.
Because I see so many people, and now I'm in a gym more and more now because I'm training people that I see. So they train hard with intensity, but they look exactly the same. There's no cuts, no definition. You never know some of these people ever worked out. It's amazing.
Which is fine, but the thing is if you nail them down and ask
though.
Them that they want
to
look
like
what they're training for.
They know a lot of the people say, I want people to look at me and know that I work out. I know that I train. I say, well, I would never know that you train, you know.
Well, isn't that a nice compliment when someone looks at you and says, wow, do you work out?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, what they're doing is they're getting the impression that
yes.
you're physically
yes.
fit.
Yeah. So these people aren't getting that. And I really believe that it's, you know, and they don't drink a lot of water. They don't get up and move around. They don't stretch. So there's a lot of things that you can do, you know, but it's food is everything.
Food management.
Food management.
That's the key. That's okay. Key. So what are the final words of the day?
My final words are from Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. It's an absolutely must read. The ladder of success is never crowded at the top.